during Daf Pei Gimel. We begin, however, Bezes Hashem, on Daf Pei Beis Amud Beis, 8 lines from the bottom of the Yomid, where the Gemara begins Veloi Vahosnan, where we have an asterisk there. The Gemara here is in the middle of the Shakla Vitaria, raised a little bit higher in the Gemara, where Rav Acha Bar Huna asked the Shaila from Rav Sheshet concerning a Kohen Sheshimish Betumah, a Kohen who did the Avodah while he was Tomei, whether he is Chayv Misa B'dei Shemayim or whether he is not Chayv Misa B'dei Shemayim. And Rav Sheshet responded by bringing a Rai from our Mishnah. We have learned our Mishnah, Kohen Sheshimish Betumah, that a Kohen who did service while he was Tomei, Ein Echav HaKohanim Mevinoi Sele Bezen, his brothers, the Kohanim, do not bring him to Bezen to be killed, but rather the Mishnah says, Elapircha Kehunim Moitzinoi Techutzla Azorah, the young Kohanim would drag him outside of the Azorah, Ufoitzin Es Moichoi Begizvin, and they would split his skull with clubs. In other words, the Pircha Kehuna would destroy the Kohen. The Gemara first asked the Shailah that if in fact a Kohen who does the Avodah Betumah is Mechayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim, why would the Pircha Kehuna Bechlal get involved? Let their Bnei Shalom take care of him and give him Misa B'dei Shemayim. The Lechayu disproved that a Kohen Sheshimish Betumah in fact is not Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim. The Gemara asks, but this is also Shver, because if in fact we take on a maskone that a Kohen Sheshimish Betumah is not Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim, then certainly we have a kasha to the other side. Where do we find a case where the Torah said that one is potter from Misa, and yet we would go on our own and kill him? After all, if the halacha would be that a Kohen Sheshimish Betumah is not Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim, then by what right do the Pircha Kehuna take out the Kohen from the Azorah and kill him outside of the Azorah? After all, the Kohen Bechlal is not even Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim. The Gemara now begins and says, Veloi, do we taka not find such a case where a person is pattered min HaTorah, and yet we would actually give him punishment on our own? Was none. After all, we learned in the Mishnah above on Daf Peyala from a base, Mishaloka Vishona, a person who is over an Avera for which one is Chayiv Malkus, and this person was over twice and received Malkus twice. So this is a case of Mishaloka Vishona, a person who received Malkus by being over the same Avera twice. And now he was over a third time. Once he's over a third time, after he already received Malkus twice, the Mishnah there says, Bezin machnisa noisa l'kippah. Bezin actually places him in a cell where inadvertently he's left to die. The question obviously is, Rachmona potrei v'anan kotlinlei. If the Torah patted him, min ha-Torah is not chayv misa, even if he's over the same avera 10 times. So how's it shy that we, Bezin, would inadvertently place him in a cell in order to die? So l'chayv we have here a raya, that we do find a case where even though one is potter min misa min ha-Torah, yet we, Bezin, would in fact kill him. The Gemara says this is not a riot. After all, there in the Gemara Peyalef on the base, Rabbi Yeremi said the name of Rish Lakish, B'malkus shall krisis askinin. This is a specific case where a person received Malkus because he was over an Avera that one is Chayiv Karis. And the case was that he was given Asura for Malkus. But in actuality, the Avera is an Avera for which one would be Chayiv Karis. So the Gavri Bar Ketolahu. So Ben, is this person is really Chayiv Karis min ha-Shamayim. And now this person was over the Avera twice. He received Malkus twice for the Avera of Karis. And now, if in fact, after receiving Malkus twice, he still goes ahead and is over a third time, so the Mishnah says that Bez Machnis Noisa L'Kippah. Why? Because since after all, Be'etzim he is Chayiv Misa. After all, Be'etzim he is Chayiv Karis. So now that we see that he has disregard for the Torah completely, that he is over the Avera 3 times, so now we, Bezin, are Mekarev the Misa, that the Torah really is Mechayev him. And therefore, Machnis Noisa L'Kippah. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara asks, after all, we have a case for Hogoinev HaKazva. We have a case where one stole a kli, which is known as a Kazva, mentioned in the Mishnah on Daf Peyalef Amud Beis, where the Mishnah there says, Hagoinev is a Kazva, one who steals a Kazva, Kanoin Pogimboy, that Kanoin may kill him. A worthy person who takes upon himself to avenge the covet of a Kodesh Baruch Hu may at the time of this Avera kill one who commits such an act. In any case, we have here a Mishnah that teaches us that if one steals a certain kli, nevertheless he is subject to be put to death. even though for stealing kelim and the like, one is not really chayv misa min ha-toyret. Nevertheless, the Mishnah says that kanoim pogim boy. So we have a case, lamaisa, where min ha-toyret one is potter, and yet we would allow him to be killed. The Gemara answers, Homer Rav Yehuda. After all, Rav Yehuda explained that bechli shoyret is kinin. The Mishnah that says hagoinef kazva, what does kazva mean? Kazva is not referring to a mere kli, but kazva actually happens to be a kli shoyret, a kli which is sanctified and which is used in the Beis HaMikdash for service. It is a service vessel. And there is a posik, a remez, or a mize, and we have a remez from a posik in Bamidbar Dalet, posik chof, where the posik says, Lo yavoyu lirois, kevala es akoidesh vomesu, that they, the Levim, shall not come to see when the sanctified objects are covered, lest they die. The posik there literally is talking about the shaz and masoyis, when yidin are moving, and the kelim of the Kodesh Kedoshim are actually being exposed, that the Levim should not be there to view those kelim while Aharon and Uvonav are covering those kelim. The Gemara tells us here and above on Daf Yalav Amud Beis that this pasuk also is meramis to another halacha. The word kevala, which literally means when it is covered, can also be interpreted to refer to theft, the geneva, because the ganav usually conceals that which he steals. And therefore the pasuk says, we have a remez from this pasuk that one actually who steals kodesh, who steals kli shoreis, actually is chayiv misa. So therefore, again, we do have a remez in the pasuk that one who steals a kli shoreis should be chayiv misa, and therefore we have no raya from this halacha. Gemara continues. After all, we also learn in the Mishnah there, we have the case of the Mishnah where one blasphemes by a supernatural force, literally meaning there that a person blasphemes HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the name of an idol to whom he attributes supernatural powers. And the Mishnah says, Kanoim Pogim Boy. Even though Bikai Gavne, he is not Chayv in HaTorah, nevertheless the Halacha says, Kanoim Pogim Boy. So here again we see that even though Ben HaTorah is potter, nevertheless we are able to kill him. Says the Gemara, no. Chotani Rav Yosef has taught, what is the meaning HaMekalel Es HaKoisim? He says, Yake Koisim Es Koismoy. Let the charm kill his charmer, meaning let the Avodah Zarah kibiyachol destroy HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Michzi kimevarech es Hashem. It appears as if he is blaspheming HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, when he says the Lashon Yake Koisim Es Kosmoy, it is similar to one who blasphemes Hashem in the name of Hashem, and therefore it is fitting that one who does so be killed. The Gemara continues, V'haboyla sakusis. But after all, we also have there in the Mishnah that if a person cohabits with a Gentile woman, the din is kanoim pogim boy, even though not Torah, he is not chayit. Says the Gemara, no. After all, we learned on Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph, Ho akriyu al Rav Kahana b'chelmei. After all, it was read to Rav Kahana in his dream a certain posik, the atkere Rav l'gemore, and thereby Rav remembered his teaching. As the Gemara tells us in Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph, that Rav Kahana read in his dream the posik in Malachi Capital Beis, Bogdo Yehuda v'Sayeva Nesesa b'Yisrael, and thereby Rav remembered his teaching concerning this posik Bogdo Yehuda, where later on it says, Yachreis Hashem lo'ish asher yaseno, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give chorus to the man who is over the mentioned Averis. And therefore there is a remnant in the posik Yachreis Hashem, that this person in fact is Chayiv chorus. And therefore concerning all of these Averis mentioned, we have a remnant here and there in a posik that one is Chayiv Misa. And therefore still we have no raya that in a case where one is really potter min ha-toyret, that we the Bezin should actually give a person Misa. And therefore again we could argue, in the case of a Kohen Sheshimish Betumah, since we see in the Mishnah that the Pirkei Kehuna actually drag him out of the Azara, Ufoitzin Esmoichai Begizrin, and they split his skull with clubs, that certainly would be a raya that he is also Mechuyiv min ha-toyret. Because Ilimola, if not for the fact that he would be Mechuyiv min ha-toyret, where do we find a case that one is potter min ha-toyret and we ourselves would take the liberty to kill him? Since we see in the Mishnah that the Pirkei Kehuna actually killed the Kohen outside, it is a simon that he's actually mechuyev misa b'dei shamayim. Now this is the view of Rav Acha bar Huna. However, Rav Sheshes, as we have learned above, had answered that from the Mishnah we have a raya that in fact a Kohen Sheshimish Betuma is not chayev misa b'dei shamayim. Because if in fact a Kohen Sheshimish Betuma is chayev misa b'dei shamayim, why is it necessary for the Pirkei Kehuna to split his skull? After all, if he is chayv misa b'dei shemayim, leave him alone and let shemayim take care of him. Elamai says Rav Sheshes, From the Mishnah we see that a Kohen Shishimish Betumah is not Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim. And therefore, L'Chayr, we have a Machloikis whether a Kohen Shishimish Betumah is Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim or not. And now, as the Gemara will continue, we will have a Kasha against this opinion. Now, before we continue the Gemara further, we must realize that there's a halacha that a shoychet kodeshim b'chutz, or one who is maile kodeshim b'chutz, is chayiv koris. One who shechts kodeshim outside of the azara, or one who sacrifices kodeshim outside of the azara, is chayiv koris. The Gemara now will bring our b'risa that shows that not for all avoidis performed b'chutz is there a chayiv koris, but rather it is limited only to a shoychet b'chutz, or to maile b'chutz, or to one who is zayrig dam b'chutz, as is pointed out in Rashi. The Gemara says, Eitzvei, a kasha was asked. Rav Acha bar Huna asked a kasha from Rav Sheshet. Rav Sheshet again has mentioned that a kohen sheshimish bituma is not chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. So now the Gemara asks a kasha against this view. Rav Lerner b'raisa m'sech d'zvochem, dafku few days, hayoytzik, one who pours shemen over the mincha b'chutz, outside of the azorah. The Gemara brings down the various procedures that was performed concerning a mincha, and the Gemara here discusses the situation, what is the halacha when these were performed b'chutz. So hayotik, if the shemen that is to be poured over a mincha was poured b'chutz, or the haboilo, or if the mixing of the oil with the soilus was done b'chutz, after the yitzika was the belila, the mixing of the shemen with the soilus, the hapoitis, and the breaking up of the mincha into pieces. As Rashi points out, there is a halacha that after the afiyas ha-mincha, that after the mincha was baked, there is a din of potos oisapitim. It was a halacha that it was to be broken up into pieces. Now this halacha applied to minchas machvas, which is a mincha where we used a straight surfaced pan, or a minchas macheshes, where the mincha was baked in a deep pan, or a minchas mafetaner, where the mincha was baked directly in the oven. In all of these cases, by minchas machvas, minchas macheshes, minchas mafetaner, the din was that after the afiyah it was supposed to be broken up into pieces. So if all of this was performed b'chutz, as well as hamileach, the salting of the mincha, or hamenit, the waving of the mincha, or hamagish. Magish was hagosha, there was a din of hagosha, that the mincha was supposed to be presented b'keren maravis deroimis of the mizbeach, in the southwestern corner of the mizbeach, from the sadeh shulchan, or if one actually prepared the lechem aponim on the shulchan, or hametiv saneris, one who cleaned out the neris, the hakoimis, or one who removed the kemitza from a mincha. The halacha is that after the mincha was baked, so the din was that the kohen would actually stick in his hand and take out a kemitza, which was a handful of the mincha, which was in turn sacrificed on the mizbeach, and after the haktoras hakoimitz, the shiraim, the rest of the mincha, was able to be eaten. Now mekabel domim, or one who is mekabel the domim of the carbon, b'chutz. All of these things, any of these avoides, Yitzike, Belila, Hapoises, Hamileach, Hamenif, Hamagish, Hamasadus HaShulchan, etc. All of these things, if they were performed, the chutz potter. One is potter from Koris. Why? As Rashi points out, because the Torah was only Mechayiv Koris for either a Shoychet b'chutz, as it says in the Torah of Ayikra Yuzayin Asher Yishchat, or in the case of a Maila b'chutz, where it says in the Posik Asher Yala Oilo, or by a Zayrig b'chutz, which is learned out from the Posik Dam Shofech. And as Rashi points out, as well as Tosis, the Ramaskal HaYotzik, that the criterion for being chayiv, for avoided b'chutz, it must be an avoided tamer. It must be an avoided which is the gemar avoided, the concluding avoided. However, any avoided that is merely in the middle of the procedure, where there still is another avoided to follow this avoided, for this avoided there is no chayiv for avoided b'chutz, only by an avoided which is the gemar avoided. Because we compare everything to haloah, Ma haloah miyuchedes shehu gemar avoideh, avkol shehu gemar avoideh. And therefore, all of the previously mentioned avoides, hayotzik, v'haboilo, v'hapoises, these are merely procedures which have other avoides following them. And therefore, they are not considered to be avoideh tama, which therefore does not carry the chiyuv koris for avoides b'chutz. Continues the braisa, v'ein chayov malayim, and we turn to the base. When also would not be chayiv concerning the above mentioned avoides, aloi mishim zoris. They would not be the chiyuv for zar. That if a zar would perform any of the above mentioned avoides, either the yitzike, the belila, etc., one would not be chayiv misa. Although normally a zar who does the avoides chayiv misa, however, concerning the above mentioned avoides, there is no chayiv misa for a zar. And here too says Rashi, because the Gemara in Yom HaChodal learns out from the pasuk. Va'avadetem avodat matana. So we darshin avodatama v'lo avodat shesh achrei avodat. And since all of the above mentioned avodas have other avodas following them, Yitzik has boilel and other avodas of the mincha, as Rashi points out, after all the avodas of the mincha were performed, there still is the final avoda, which is the haktoras hakoymes, which is the sacrificing of the koymes on the mizbeach. And therefore, only the haktoras hakoymes is the gemar avoda. However, all the previous avodas in the hemshech of the mincha, these are not considered to be gemar avoda. And therefore, Ezor would not be chayiv. Similarly, says Rashi, in the case of Mesadar HaShulchan, if Ezor, for example, is Mesadar the Shulchan of the Lechem upon him, this is also not considered to be the Avoda Achroina. Because the Avoda Achroina, in the procedure of Lechem upon him, is the Siluk Bezichin V'Haktarotam. That is, removing the two spoonfuls of Levoina and sacrificing them on the Mizbeach. Similarly, Hametiv is Haneris, one actually who cleans out the Neris and is Medashin the Neris, Shachris in the morning, still is followed by the avoda of the hadlokas hamenorah in the evening. Also, mekabel domim, one who is mekabel domim, is also not a gemar avoda, because after the kabbalas adam follows the avoda of zrika. And therefore, concerning all of the above mentioned avodas, since it is not an avoda tam, it is not a gemar avoda. Loi mishum zoris, a zor would not be chayav misa. Loi mishum tumah. Similarly, if a kohen who was tome was mishamish and performed any of the above mentioned avodas, the kohen would not be chayav for tumah. As Rashi points out, because the din of Shemish Betume and Zorus is learned out from one posik, from the same posik. And therefore, just as we have just mentioned, that is, Zor would not be chayiv, similarly a koin whose Mishamish Betume is not chayiv. V'loi Mishim Mechutzu Begodim. And similarly, if a koin performed any of the above mentioned avoidis without the big dikehuna, it would also not be chayiv. Because lack of begodim basically is in the category of Zor. As the Gemara that in Zavochim Yuzayim at base, the posik says, V'chagarto oisam avneit. And the Gemara darsens, Bizman shibugadeyam aleim kuhunosan aleim. Ein bugadeyam aleim, ein kuhunosan aleim. Which therefore means that a kohen without begodim basically has the din of a zor. And we have already mentioned loy mishim zoris, that concerning the above mentioned avoda, there is no chiyuv for zor. Loy mishim richut yadayim raglayim. One also would not be chayiv if a kohen performed any of the above mentioned avodas without the washing of the hands and the feet, he would also not be chayiv. As Rashi points out, because we have exerish shav chukah from mechusar begodim. And since we have just mentioned that by Mechusa Begodim, one is not chayiv only by Gemara Avoida, similarly, concerning Rechitzas Yedayim Reglayim, a Kohen would not be chayiv only by a Avoida, which is the Gemara. And therefore, by all of the above mentioned Avoidas, which is not the Avoida Tama, therefore one is also not chayiv for the lack of Rechitzas Yedayim Reglayim. That is the end of the Brisa. So the Gemara now is Medayik. We clearly see V'loy Mishim Tumah, that the only reason a Kohen is not chayiv for Tumah by the above mentioned Avoidas, because these are not the concluding avoidas. However, if the Kohen would perform the act of Haktoras HaKoimetz B'tumah, it is mashmeh he would be chayiv. The question is, my love, Misa, don't you think he would be chayiv? Misa B'dei Shemayim. And therefore we have a raya, that a Kohen Shishimish B'tumah would be chayiv Misa, because Dafke, the above mentioned avoidas are potter. From here we are medayik, however, Haktoras HaKoimetz, which is an avoid the Tamo, the Kohen would be chayiv. Chayiv what? L'chayrit means chayiv misa. So we see that a kohen who's been shamish betumah would be chayiv misa. The Gemara loy be'azora. The diuk is that for haktoras hakoymetz he would be over a lav. The Gemara asks, if the diuk for haktorah only brings about a lav for haktorah, so elazor nami lazora. So therefore, concerning the iser of zor, the brayta says loy mishum zoris. So we have a diuk. However, legaba haktorah there would be an iser of zor. Does that mean only an iser of zor without any chiyuv? After all, v'hazor ha'korev yumos. Legab zoris, it is an unfortunate posik that there is a chiyuv misa. So l'chayret, from the case of zoris, we see that we are medayik legab haktorah that there should be a chiyuv of misa. So since tum is mentioned the same brisa, l'chayret the diuk legab haktorah should also be for a chiyuv misa. Does the Gemara know? Hokid isa v'hokid isa. Each din has its own diuk. Concerning zor, we are medayik that here he is potter. However, legab haktorah he would even be chiyuv misa. Concerning Tumah, the diuk is only legab alav. Here, take legab yitzikim belila, he is potter. However, concerning haktorah, he would be over alav. However, legab zor, the diuk is not only that he would be over alav by haktorah, but there, take he would even be chayiv misa. The Gemara asks, mechlal de yitzik boiler alav namiloi. Are we to infer from this that in the case of yitzikim belila, a kohen who performs the Tumah is not even over alav? Because after all, if legab Tumah, the diuk is that even by Haktorah there's only a lav, So when it says potter, it would mean potter afilo from alav. Because since the other side of the coin, at best is only alav, in the case of Akhtorah, so now by Yitziku Belila that says potter, it has to mean potter from even the lav. How is it possible? After all, Vatanya will learn a braise. Azorali Yoytiku Boilam and I. From where do we have alav concerning Tumas Aguf, if a coin is Tomei, and performs the avoid of Yitziku Belila, how do we not lose that he's over alav? Tamloimer, because the Pozik says, Kidoishim Yiyu Velo Yechalu. The Pozik says, Amikro Chopalot. Kidoishim Yiyu Lelikeim Velo Yechalu Shem Elikeim Kies Ishe Hashem Lechem Elikeim Heim Makrivim. So we see clearly from here, Kedoshim Yiyu V'lo Yechalalu, which comes to say that they should be Kodosh and not be Mechalalu. So we see clearly that there is at least a lav for a Kohen Shishimish Betumah, even by Yitzikyu Belila. And if so, what would be the difference between Yitzikyu Belila and Akhtorah? Now that you are saying that even by Akhtorah there's only a lav, which would seem to imply that by Yitzikyu Belila there has to be a Petur even from a lav. And yet we have a Braisa that shows V'lo Yechalalu that at least by Yitzikyu Belila there is a lav also. The more answer is that it's only Midrabonon. By Yitziku Belila, if a coin is Mishamish Betumah, there's not even a lav. Because as we have explained, Dabki by Haktorah, which is the Gemara Voida, there we have a lav, by a coin Shishimish Betumah. However, by Yitziku Belila, a coin Shishimish Betumah, there's not even a lav. Ah, you quoted a Braisa that says, Kedoshim Yiyu V'lo Yechalalu. That's only Midrabonon. Ukros Machta B'Yalma. The posik that the Braisa brings down is merely in a Smachta B'Yalma, merely used as a support. However, Damas Iker Din is only Midrabonon. The Gemara finally asked, Meitzvei, we'll ask a kashya from another braisa. Here we have a clear braisa against Rav Sheshes. The braisa says, Ve'elu hein shebemisa. And the following one is liable for misa. Tomei sheshimish. If a kohen who is Tomei is mishamish and does the avoida, he would be chayiv misa b'dei shamayim. Says the Gemara Tiyufta, this is clearly a kashya against Rav Sheshes. From here we clearly see that a kohen sheshimish betum is chayiv misa b'dei shamayim. And therefore the mission that says, that Birchei Kehuna Moitzin Oisechutz La'azorah Ufoitzin Es Moichah Begizrin. Why do they do this to him? The only reason they do this to him is Taki, because since he's Chai Misav De Shemayim, therefore the Taki carry it out and they execute this Koyin who is Mishamish Betumah. So we have a Kasha against Rav Sheshes, and Rav Sheshes is refuted. We see that a Koyin Shishimish Betumah is Chai Misav De Shemayim. In any case, we have learned in the Braise of Eloi Mishim Tumah that a Koyin who performs any of the above avoidance, Yitzika, Belila, etc., Betumah, is not chayiv for tumah, since it is not an avoided tamah, since it is not a concluding avoided. Tosfos in the Rishonim ask a kasha, how is it chayiv that a kohen should not be chayiv for tumah? After all, he's at least chayiv for the din of entering into the mikdash being tumah, which that alone is koris. The din is that a tumah shenichnas lamikdash is chayiv koris. So for the mere entering into the mikdash being tumah, for that alone is already chayiv koris. So how is chayiv to say that a kohen who performed the avoided betumah is not chayiv koris? If not for the avoided, should at least be chayiv koris for the etzem kinesa. The Tosfos answers that the Braisa is talking about a case where he became Tomei Bifnim while he was already inside, Veloi Shor, and did not spend there extra time. So therefore, for the Etzim Kenisi, he wouldn't be Chayiv, because actually he became Tomei after he was there. So now the only discussion is concerning the Avoida, and for this the Braisa says, since it is not a Gemara Avoida, it's not a concluding Avoida, he's not Chayiv for Tumah concerning the Avoida either. So Bekitzer answers Tosfos. V'yemetake, the Ravid answers another Teretz. And the Ravid answers that the Braisa is talking about a case where actually he performed the avoida mechutz l'migdish by using a kli orach, by using a long kli which extends from outside of the migdish inside of the migdish. So now we no longer have any problem of kinesa betumah, because he really did not enter at all betumah. He only did the avoida betumah, and for that the braisa says veloy mishim tumah. So answered the Ravid. There are also other terutzim, as can be seen in the Meiri and in the Mishnah Melech, that possibly the braisa is talking about a case where he entered the Mikdash Bishgoga, and it was only later that he found out that he was Tomei. So for the Etzim Knesa, he is not Chayiv. The only discussion is Mitzadi Avoida. Or there's another possibility, that he entered the Mikdash not through the normal entrances, but rather Dera Gagoy, through the roof. But even where there is no Isser for the Etzim Knesa, only for the Avoida. And for this the Braisa says, Veloi Mishim Tumah. I am here again, Betoises, and in the Rivet, as well as the Rabbeinu David Bonipil, as well as the Meiri and the Mishnah Lamelech, I am Shom. There are many more things here in the sugya to discuss. However, first, Bezus Hashem, we will try to finish the piece of Gemara, and then, if time permits, we'll get back and discuss various inyanim here in the sugya. And now the Gemara will bring down a braisa, which deals and enumerates various isurim, for which one is chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. The sources of the psukim from where we learn this out will be brought down later in the Gemara. First, the braisa, gufa. We have learned the above-mentioned braisa. The Gemara now finished bringing a braisa, the elohen shebemisa tomei sheshimish. This braisa actually is part of another brisa, and this is now the whole brisa. The elu shebe misa, following our chayv misa b'dei shemayim. Ha'oichel es ha'tevel, one who eats tevel. Tevel is tvua before trumas and maisus have been separated. So one who eats from tvua, of which trumas and maisus have not yet been separated, he is chayv misa. The chayin tomei she'ochel trumas tohere. A kohen who is tomei, who ate truma that is tohar, is also chayv misa. Vizor she'ochel es ha'truma, or izor, one who is not a kohen, either a levi or a yisrael, who eats truma, one is chayv misa. Or vizor she'shimish, a zor who does the avoid in the Beis HaMikdosh is chayv misa. The tomei she'shimish, this is the part of the brisa that the Gemara brought down before to ask a gasha against Rav Sheshet, where the Gemara quoted before the Elohen she'bemisa tomei she'shimish. Here says the brisa clearly that a kohen tomei who does the avoida is chayv misa b'dei shemayim. Utvul yoyim she'shimish, a kohen who performed the avoida on the day of his tefillah. The din is that a kohen who is tomei and toivels himself cannot do the avoida until after Erev Shemesh, until after sunset. And therefore, calls him on the sun did not yet set, he is called a Tvul Yoyim, and he's not mutter to do the avoida. A Tvul Yoyim Sheshimish is Chayim Misa B'dei Shemayim. Umechusa Begodim, a kohen who does the avoida lacking the proper Bidei Kehuna, one is also Chayim for this Misa B'dei Shemayim. Umechusa Kapore, and one who is lacking his official Karbonis. For example, a Mitzoyra or a Zov, it is not enough that they toivel themselves, but rather a Mitzoyer or a Zov still have to bring certain Karbonis before they become completely Tohar. So therefore, a Mechusa Kapora means a Mitzoyer or a Zov who already have toiveled themselves, however did not yet bring their Karbonis the next day, so called man they did not yet bring their Karbonis, and they do the Avoide, they are Chayv Misa. V'shloi Rochat Yudayim V'Raglayim, or a Kohen who does the Avoide without Rochitis Dayim V'Raglayim, Ushtuye Yayim, or a Kohen basically who has drank wine and did the Avoide is Chayv Misa. Ufrue Roish, or a kohen who has overgrown hair, meaning a kohen who has not trimmed his hair for 30 days or more, is also chayv misa. However, aval orel, however, a kohen who is uncircumcised, and Rashi explains this to mean a case of mesu echav machmas mila, where we have a situation where there's a history in the family that his brothers before him have died on account of mila, so now this kohen as a result did not mal himself, so if a kohen who is an orel did the avoida, he's not chayv misa. Or the oinen. Oinin is a mourner before the burial of any of the Shivik Krevim, father, mother, son, daughter, and the like. If a Kohen Oinin does the Avoida, he's not Chayv Misa B'dei Shemayim, or the Yoshev, or one who does the Avoida sitting down, Einon B'Misa. These three are not Chayv Misa, Ela B'Azor, they're merely overlap. The Kitzer, a Kohen Oril, or an Oinin, or the Yoshev, are not Chayv Misa, only B'Azor. And as Rashi points out, even though these three, the Oril and the Oinin and the Yoshev, actually are Mechal of the Avoida, by doing the avoida, they actually puzzle it. Nevertheless, they are not chayv misa, but only a lav, as is learned out further in the Gemara. Continues the brisa balmum. If a kohen who has a blemish with a balmum perform the avoida, we have a machlokes. Rabbi Omer b'misa. Rabbi's opinion is that he is chayv misa b'dei shemayim. The chachamim Omer b'azora. He's only over a lav, and the source of machlokes will be explained further in the Gemara. Is it b'mila? If one is moil behegdish b'mezid, we know that if one has hanoah from hegdish b'shoigig, he has a moil behegdish, and he has to bring a carbon meila plus a keren and a chaymish. What is the halach if one is nehenna from hegdish b'mezid? The Rebbe Yomer b'misa. Rebbe says that one who has hanoah from hegdish b'mezid, his moil b'mezid is chayv misa b'dei shemayim. However, chachomim moimrim b'azora. The chachomim hold that he is only over elav, but there is no misa b'dei shemayim. Now the Gemara goes to begin and explain the sources of the halachas mentioned in the brisa. We have learned the brisa again before, that ho'oichel es ha'tevel, that one who eats tevel is chayv misa b'dei shemayim. So the Gemara, ho'ichel es ha'tevel menola. How do we know that one who eats tevel, eats tvua before trumas and maisus were separated, how do we know that he's chayv misa b'dei shemayim? The Yomar Shmuel mishum Rav Elazar. Because Shmuel said the name of Rav Elazar. Then how do we know lo'ichel es ha'tevel shu b'misa? How do we know that one who eats tevel is chayv misa b'dei shemayim? Because the Pasuk says. The Pasuk says on the Yikrocha Beis, lo'yekal lu'et kotche b'nei Yisrael eis asher yarim al Hashem. They should not desecrate the Kodeshim of Bnei Israel, that which will be separated, which will be the Asidim Litroi Makos Medaber. The Pasuk is talking about that which is also to be separated, meaning that as yet it is Tevel, it is not yet separated. And the Pasuk says, V'lo Yechalalu, that it is also to eat it while it is Tevel. So now V'yalat Chilul Chilul Mitruma, we learn of Xeri Shoveh, Chilul Chilul from Truma. By Truma it says, Umeisu Boi Ki Yechalaluhu. So Ma'ala Halam, just like by Truma B'misa, the Pasuk talks about a case of Truma that is eaten betume, And there the pasuk says, "Umeisu boy ki echaluhu." So just like the chilul in context of truma is talking about echiv of misa, so afkan be misa nevelo yechalalu. But the yechalalu's kosher bnei Yisrael in context of tevel also brings with it echiv misa. The Gemara asks, "Venel of chilul chilul menoiser." How do you know to learn out chilul chilul from truma? And therefore we say there is only echiv misa bnei shemayim. Let us learn out chilul chilul from noiser and say malahalon bekoris afkan bekoris. By noiser the pasuk says ki es kodesh Hashem chilul. And therefore, let us say that just like by Noisa, there is an Issa Karis. Similarly here too, if one is Tevel, it should be Karis, which is more than Misa B'dei Shemayim, as we have already explained the various differences between Karis and Misa B'dei Shemayim. The Gemara answers, Mistavre mit Truma Havle L'melech. The Svara says that we should rather learn out from Truma than from Noisa. Why? Because there is more similarities between Tevel and Truma than there is between Tevel and Noisa. What are the similarities? Shekein Truma, Chutzvaret, Hutra, Birabim, Peiros, Pigul, Venoiser. First of all, Truma. Tevel and Truma share between themselves the factor of Truma. Truma is Truma itself, and Tevel basically has Truma mixed into it. And as we know, Shittas Rashi in Yevamos Peivav, that this is in fact the Isser of Tevel. The fact is that there is a chelik of the coin mixed into the Tevel. So in any case, Tevel and Truma share the aspect of Truma. Chutzlaret. Another thing that they share together, that both Isurim are not noig in Chutzlaret. The Chiyuv of Hafroshes, Trumas, and Maisers is only noig in Eretz Yisrael, but not in Chutzlaret. As opposed to the Isur of Noiser, Noiser is also noig in the Midbar, and at the time of Heter HaBomois, Bechol Mokoyim, in any place where the Heter HaBomois was prevalent. The Isur of Noiser again means one who has Kodeshim that was left over beyond the prescribed time limit. Kodeshim have to be eaten within a certain limit. And if it is left over after the time limit, it becomes noiser and has to be burnt. And one who eats it is chayiv karis. We have shown now a similarity between tevel and truma, both in the fact that tevel also has a shaykhus to truma. Truma is mixed into the tevel. Both of them, tevel and truma, are not noig in chutzlaret, as opposed to noiser is noig in the midbar, and b'shat hetra bomois, it is noig b'chol makom. Hutra. Sai tevel and truma basically have a heter for their iser. Tevel certainly has a heter for its iser by being mafresh truma. Once Truma is separated, one is able to eat the Shiraim. Concerning Truma, if a coin is Tomei, as regards to the Posik that we quoted before, the Posik that says, Umeisu boy kechalaluhu, which says that a coin who is Tomei is not allowed to eat Truma, however the coin will pavel himself, then the coin now will be again permitted to eating Truma. As opposed to the Isur of Noiser, once Noiser becomes Noiser, there is no Heter li'isurai. Also Berabin, Tevel and Truma share the Lashon of Rabin. The Loshen Chilul in the Pasuk says, V'lo yechalalu. V'lo yechalalu is kosher b'nei Yisrael, in context of Tevel. Also by Tuma, the Pasuk says, Umeisu boy ki yechalaluhu. They will desecrate it. So again, the Loshen Chilul is a Loshen Rabin. As opposed to Noiser, the Loshen Chilul is B'loshen Yochid. The Pasuk says, Kodesh Hashem Chilel. The next is Peiros. Tevel and Tuma share the similarity that both basically apply to Peiros, but not by meat like Zvachim, as opposed to Noiser, which actually applies to Basar. Similarly, Pigul v'Noiser. The Iser of Pigul and Noiser is not Noig, neither by Tevel nor by Truma. It is only Noig by Kochim. Pigul means that if a Kohen does any of the Dalet Avodis, either the Shechita, or the Kabbalah Sadam, or the Halacha, or the Zricha, with a Machshava Psula, with a Machshava, a manas to eat the Basar, Chut Lizmanoi, let the Kohen shecht a carbon with the intention that he will eat the flesh beyond the time limit, that becomes pigul, and one who eats it is chayiv karis. The Gemara now is making a point that Tevel and Truma share this similarity, that both pigul and noiser is not noig, neither by Tevel nor by Truma. It is only noig by Kodshim. And therefore, since Tevel has so many similarities to Truma, we darshan the gzereshov chilul chilul from Truma to say malahalon b'misa, that just like by Truma, the Potek talks about a coin who eats Truma Betuma, is Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim, so to buy Tevel, one is Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim, but not from Noiser to say that there is an Iser Koris. The Gemara asks Adrabe, there are also similarities between Tevel and Noiser, which is not found between Tevel and Truma. What similarities are there to be found between Tevel and Noiser? Says the Gemara Adrabe, Min Noiser Havli L'Melav. L'chay, we should learn out and compare Tevel to Noiser, because you can't psul oichel, and also ein lo heter b'mikveh. First of all, Tevel and Noiser share a similarity that their psul is in the food itself, Noiser is a psul in the food itself. The butter actually is butter noiser and is also bachila. Tevel is a psul in the tvur itself, so to speak, that it is also to eat the tvur. However, the case of truma, the case in point of the pasuk by truma is talking about a case where the kohen who is tamei and eats truma is chayv misa b'dei shemayim. So in the case of truma, there's nothing wrong with the truma itself. The chesaron is in the kohen. It is not a psul in the yochel. And therefore, we should rather learn out tevel from noiser, because they both share the psul in the oichel, as opposed to truma in context of the posik. There the psul is in the gavre, not in the chefetz. And furthermore, einoy heter b'mikveh. The case of tevel and noiser share a similarity, that there is no tahara b'mikveh. We cannot tevel the noiser, or the tevel in the mikveh to make it permitted. However, in the case where the kohen is tameh concerning truma, if the kohen will tevel, he will have a tahara b'mikveh. And therefore, tevel and noiser share a different kind of similarity, and therefore we should learn out tevel from noiser. The Gemara answers, even though hanach nefishin, the above similarities are more in quantity. Before we mention many more, truma, chutzlar, tutra, berabin, peiris, pigol, noiser. And since there are more common ground that tevel shares with truma than it does with noiser, therefore the gzeir shav v'chilul chilul is learned out from truma. And we say, malahalan b'misa, afkan b'misa. Ravino maravina tainis poshit. The reason that we rather learn out tevel from truma is poshut because the lashonis are more similar. Because chilul derabim, mechilul derabim odes. It is better to learn out a loshon chilul, which is a loshon rabim, such as is by tevel, from another loshon chilul, which is beloshon rabim, tiyachalaluhu. As opposed to the case of noiser, there the loshon chilul is beloshon yochid. Therefore, the lashonis are dissimilar. And since tevel and truma have both lashonis of chilul beloshon rabim, therefore it is better to learn out chilul derabim from chilul derabim. The Gemara now continues, as we have learned in the Brice above, that the Koyin Tomei Sha'ochel Truma Tahoire, that a Koyin Tomei who eats Truma that is Tahoire, is Chayav Misa B'dei Shemayim Minolon. How do we know this? Says the Gemara, Domei Shmuel, the Gishmuel says, Minayim a Koyin Tomei Sha'ochel Truma Tahoire Shubi Misa B'dei Shemayim. How do we know that Koyin who is Tomei, who eats Truma Tahoire that is Chayav Misa B'dei Shemayim, the Chsid, because the Pasuk says, also there, in Vayikro Chaveis. Now this Pasuk is in context of a Koyin who eats Kotchim. The Pasuk says, V'shomru et Mishmati, and they will keep my ordinance. And they will not carry any chait. The pasuk says there, "Umesu boy ki yechalaluhu ani Hashem mekatchom." So clearly we see there that from this pasuk, which is referring to kehanim tameim, that the pasuk says there, "Vishomrus mishmarti v'layusu olav chait," and the pasuk says, "Umesu boy ki yechalaluhu." The Gemara says from this pasuk we also see more that the hoyre in tamei aloi. When is a kohen tamei chayv misa b'dei shemayim? Only if the truma is tahor. However, if both are tamei, the kohen is tamei and the truma is tamei, then we do not have a chiv misa b'dei shemayim. Because Yom Shmuel Amar Ablezer, minayim a kohen tamei she'ochal truma tameya she'eino b'misa. How do we know that if a kohen is tamei and the truma is also tamei, that what? That there is no din misa b'dei shemayim? She'nema, because the pasuk says, umesu boy ki yechalaluhu. The kohen will die because by eating the truma he desecrated the truma. And we turn to the base, Prat Lezu, it comes to exclude the case where the Truma is also Tomei, Shemucholelas Vemedes, it already stands profane. The coin is not Chayv Misa B'dei Shemayim. Davke, when a coin eats Truma Tahoire, by eating Truma Tahoire, the coin is Machal of the Truma, because the coin is Tomei and the Truma is Tahor. So the coin, by eating it, he's Machal of the Truma. That is why it's Chayv Misa B'dei Shemayim. However, in the case where the Truma already is Tomei from before, the Truma is already profane without the eating of the coin. It is Mucholelas Vemedes. So Bekai Gavne, a Kohen Tomei, is not Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim. We have learned the Brice of the Zor Shochlos HaTrumah, that a Zor who eats Trumah is Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim. Omar Rav says, Rav, Zor Shochlos HaTrumah Loike, a Zor who eats Trumah gets Malkis. And the Gemara soon will ask against Rav from the Brice that says that he's Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim. In any case, Rav says that a Zor who eats Trumah gets Malkis. Omar Lei Rav Kahan Rav Asi L'Rav. Rav Kahan Rav Asi said to Rav, Lei Mimar B'misa. Why don't you, Rav, say that a Zor who eats Truma should be Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim? After all, the Chsiv, the Posik says, V'chol Zor lo yoichal kodesh. The Posik says, V'chol Zor lo yoichal kodesh. And right before it, the Posik mentions Misa. The Posik before says, V'shomru et mishmarti, V'lo yisu olav chet, U'meisu boi ki yechalaluhu. Then it says, Ani Hashem mekachom. And then it says, V'chol Zor lo yoichal kodesh. As we see in Vayikra of days, Posik Tes Yud. In any case, the Posik V'chol Zor LaYoichal Kodesh is preceded by the words of Umesu Boy Ki Yechalaluhu. So if so, why don't you Rav Taka say that he would be chayv misa b'dei shemayim? Now Zash explains that although the pasuk says v'chol zol ayochal kodesh, kodesh is referring to truma, because the whole parish is referring to truma, as it says there in Vayikra Chavdeis, ubo hashemesh v'toher v'acha yochal min hakodshim. The pasuk says that as soon as the sun goes down, he is permitted to eat kodshim. Obviously, this is referring to truma, where no kapara is ma'akiv the achil of truma. As long as he toivels and he has hair of shemesh, he is permitted to eat truma. However, by real kodshim, it is not enough that there was hair of shemesh. By real kodshim, he would not be permitted to eat kodshim until he actually brings his kapara, in the case of a mechusa kippurim. And since the pasuk says, uvo hashemesh v'toher, v'achar yerechu min hakodshim, which means we do not need the kapara, we only need hair of shemesh. Takonga, we are referring to truma. And therefore the slab, the chozalechal kodesh, is referring to truma, which is next to the potik umesuboy ki chalaluhu. So why don't you Rav say that he would be chayv misa b'dei shemayim? The Gemara answers, ani Hashem mekatcham hifsiko inyan. Rav answers that there is no direct smichus between the potik umesuboy ki chalaluhu to the chozalechal kodesh. But there still is a hafsoki between the words ani Hashem mekatcham, as we mentioned before. The potik reads, Vishamrus Mishmati, La Yisual of Chait, Umesu Boy Ki Chaluhu, Ani Hashem Mekatchom. After these words, Ani Hashem Mekatchom, the Potik says, Vechol Zor La Yechol Kodesh. Since there is a Havsoke, so Melilla, therefore, the Inyan of Misa is only referring to Kahanim on account of Tumah. As we learned before, that a Kohen who is Tomei and eats Truma is Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim. However, a Zor who eats Truma, according to Rav, would not be Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim. So the Mohammed Vekatch was asked from the above Brisa. The price above we have learned Veilu Henshav and Misa. The following are Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim, and one of them is mentioned Zor Ho'echot Satruma. So we clearly see from the price that a Zor who eats Truma is Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim. So we have a Kashan Rav. The Gemara responds, Misnita the Rav Karomis. You're asking Kash against Rav from a price. You cannot ask from a price against Rav. Why not? Because Rav Tanahu Upalig. Rav himself is a Tana, and Rav is Bekoyach to disagree even with a price. Now, concerning the definition of this klal, Rav Tanu Palik, members of the machlokes between the Rishonim how to learn this. As one can see more in the Sefer Yad Malachi, as well as in the Sefer Magolas Hayam, there are some Rishonim who learn, Rav Tanu Palik does not mean that Rav is actually a Tana, but rather it means that Rav's koyach is as great as a Tana, and therefore Rav is able to be choylik even against a Tana. However, the Geonim write that really Rav is a Tana mamish, because Bemis, there are three Mekoyimis in Shas, where Rav's shita, or Rav's point of view, is actually written in a Braisa Mamish. And in the Braisa, Rav is not referred to as Rav, but rather there he is called Reb Abba, which was his real name. And therefore, according to this, Rav was a Tana Mamish. In any case, Ye'ech Shiyah, the Gemara does not use, and the Gemara does not resort to this ruling of Rav Tana Upalik only in a Mokim Doichik where there is no other Teretz, such as over here. The Gemara continues, we have learned the Braisa, Vizor Shishimish, that a Zor who does the Avodah is Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim. How do we know? Because the Pasuk says, V'hazor HaKorev Yumos. This is a Pasuk in Bamidbar Yudches, where the Pasuk clearly says that a Zor who comes close to doing the Avodah, Yumos, that he will actually die. So Bemis, the Sefer Yoreim, Bemis asked the Kasha, V'chayiv, why don't we say even more? That a Zor who does the Avodah should not merely be Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim, but rather should be Chayiv Misa Bez Mamish. Because the Pasuk says, V'hazor ha'korev yumos, and stam misa is always a misa of chenek. Explains the Reim. Since the fact is that we do not find in all the dinim concerning mikdosh u'kedosha that there should be an oynish misa b'deyodom, but rather all the inyonim of oynishim by mechalal mikdosh are always misa b'dey shemayim, so therefore it is mistaber that this yumos here too is referring to misa b'dey shemayim. And therefore, a zor who does the avodah, we say, is only chayiv misa b'dey shemayim. Ayn the Reim, as brought down also in the Sefer Magolis Ayam. And the Gemara continues, we have learned the price above the Tonish Shemish, that a Kohen Tomei who does the Avodah is Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim. Explains the Gemara, Ki Deboi Menei Rav Chiyah Barov Rav Yosef, as Rav Chiyah Barov Mesa Shalom Rav Yosef. Menayin, from where do we take know the Tonish Shemish Ube Misa? How do we take know that a Tomei who does the Avodah is Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim? They say, because we have a Pasuk in Vayikra Chodeis. The Pasuk there says, Daber L'Haram L'Bonov, the Yinozru Mikotche B'nei Yisrael. They should separate themselves from Kotche B'nei Yisrael. As Rashi says, they should separate themselves from doing the Avodah. V'lo Yechalalu Eschem Kotche. In order, they should not desecrate my holy name. And since it says, in context of separation of Avodah, it says, V'lo yechalalu, so now the Yalat chilul chilul mitruma. So we learn of Xerish Shaveh, chilul chilul from Truma. That Mala Halon Bemisa, just like in context of Truma, when a Kohen Tomei eats Truma, we have already learned before that he is Chayv Misa B'dei Shemai, as the Pasuk says, Umesu Boi Ki Yechalalu. So just like by Truma, there is Misa B'dei Shemai, Afkam, here too, a Kohen Tomei, who does the Avodah B'Misa, is Chayv Misa B'dei Shemai. The Gemara here to ask Zadrabe, V'Neil of Chilul Chilul Menoiser. Instead of learning out the din of a Kohen Tomei from the din of Truma, let us learn out Chilul Chilul from Noiser, and say Mal Hal and Kuris. Just like if one eats Noiser, there's a Chiv Kuris, Afkan Kuris, and a Kohen Tomei, who does the Avodah, should be Chayv Kuris, which is more than Misa B'dei Shemai. The more answers, Nistavre Mitruma Havle Lamelus. The far is that we should rather learn out and compare a Kohen Tomei to the case of Truma. Why? Because there are many similarities that a Kohen Tomei, who does the Avodah, shares with Truma. How so? Chekein, Guf, Tomei, Mikveh, Berabim. There are four similarities. First of all, Guf. Both in the case of Truma, where a Kohen Tomei eats Truma, or where a Kohen Tomei does the Avodah. In both cases, the Psul is in the Guf, not in the Machol. As opposed to Noiser, the Psul is not in the Guf, the Psul is in the Machol, in the Yoichol. Second of all, Tomei. In both cases, the psul are psulim of tomei. In the case of truma, the case is where a kohen tomei eats truma, and in the case of avodah, the case is also where a kohen tomei does the avodah. So in both cases, in avodah and by truma, we have a psul of tomei, also mikveh. They also share a fact that in both cases there is a heter of mikveh. In the case of avodah, we're talking about a kohen tomei who, once he toivels, becomes eligible again to do the avodah. The same thing by truma. Once the kohen tomei toivels, he's permitted again to eat truma. As opposed to Noiser, there is no Tahara B'mikveh. And finally, B'Rabin, they also share the fact that the Loshon Chilul is written in Loshon Rabin, as opposed to the Loshon Chilul by Noiser is written in Loshon Yochid. The Gemara asks, but Adrabin, we have other similarities that Avodah shares with Noiser. So Mamela Menoiser, Havla Lamela, we can make a case that we should really learn out Avodah from Noiser, Chikain, because Avodah shares with Noiser, Kodesh, Penim, Pigu, V'Noiser. First of all, the case of Avodah shares with Noiser the fact that both are in Yonim of Kodshim. A Kohen Tom is doing the Avodah and he is being Oisik in Kodshim. Noiser also is Kodesh. Second of all, Penim. Both have a Shaykhet to the inside of the Beis HaMikdash. Certainly the Avodah is performed within the Azara as well as the Basar Kodesh. However, Truma is Bechlal not confined to Penim, but rather it is eaten outside of the Azara. And finally, Pigul V'Noiser. In the case of Avodah, we have the situations of Pigul V'Noiser, where a Kohen who does the Avodah is Mechashev, a bad Machshove, of eating the Korb Mechutzlis Manoi, or actually eating the Boser Noiser. So in any case, this case of Avodah shares with Noiser all of these four Inyonim, and therefore let us compare Avodah to Noiser. The Gemara answer is no. Chilul D'Rabim Mechilul D'Rabim Odeh. Nevertheless, the fact that the Lashonis are similar between Avodah and Truma is much more reason to compare them than all the other arguments. And therefore, we learn out Avodah from Truma, and we say, Malahalon B'Misa, Afkan B'Misa. That just like in the case of Truma, we are talking about Misa B'Dei Shemayim, so to hear, in the case where Kohen Tomei does the Avodah, he is Chayv Misa B'Dei Shemayim. The more continues, we have learned in the Braisa, Tvul Yoyim Shishimish, that a Kohen Tvul Yoyim, a Kohen with Tomei, entoiled himself, and he is still before Erev Shemesh, he still is within the same day, before sundown, that if he does the Avodah, he is Chayv Misa B'Dei Shemayim. The more asks Manolon, how do we know this? The Tanya follow in the rise of Samoy Oimer. Remez litful yoim shim ovad chilul menayim. From where do we have a remez? That a Kohen, who has toiled himself and he is still within the same day, that if he does the Avodah, he actually desecrates the Avodah, he passes the Avodah. Tamad Oimer, because the Pasuk says, this is the Pasuk in Parshas Emor, by Yikro Chafal of Pasuk Vav, Kedoy Shim Yihu Leloikeyem Leloichalalu. So this Pasuk basically, Kipshutoi, is talking about a Kohen Tomei who does the Avodah. However, but we do not need this pasuk to teach us a halacha concerning a kohen tomei who does avodah. Why? Because the nafkon mevi'yinozru. Because that we already learned out above in the Gemara from the pasuk vi'yinozru. As we learned above from the pasuk daber lahan v'bonov vi'yinozru mekotche b'nei Yisrael. So we already have a pasuk concerning a kohen tomei who does avodah. So therefore, this pasuk kedoshim yihu lelekeim v'leichalalu. Since we do not need it concerning a Tomei Shishimish, Sataneo Inyan Litvul Yoim Shishimish. So we say that this Pasuk is talking about Itvul Yoim who does the Avodah. And the Torah says, V'loyechalalu, that if he would do the Avodah, he would be Mechal of the Avodah. So now that the V'loyechalalu is referring to a Tful Yom Sheshimish, so now V'yalat Chilul Chilul Mitruma. So now here too, we use this V'loyechalalu to learn the Gzeir Shavah from Truma, that Malahal on the Misa, that just like by Truma it says, Umeisu Boi Kechalalu, and therefore the Koyin Tome each Truma is Chai Misa B'dei Shemayim, so Afkan B'Misa, so to hear in the case of a Koyin Tful Yom, who does the Avodah, would also be Chai Misa B'dei Shemayim. And the Gemara continues, Umechusa Begodim in Olam, and how do we also know that a Koyin who does the Avodah without wearing Bigdei Kehuna, how do we know that he has an Oynish of Misa B'dei Shemayim? Says the Gemara, Om Rav Avoh, Om Rav Yechanan, Umotuba, and some say it refers so far back, Mishmed Reb Lozeb Reb Shimon. It says in the Torah, in Shemot Chotez, V'chagarta Oysam Avnet, the Pasuk says there, that you will gird them with girdles, Ahar and Uvonov, V'chavashto lehem Mikboiz, V'hoysa lehem Kehuna Lechukas Oylam. The Pasuk there says, when they put on the Bigdei Kehuna, V'hoysa lehem Kehuna. So we see from here like this, V'zman Shebigdeim Aleihem Kehunotam Aleihem. V'zman that a Kohen is wearing his Bigdei Kehuna, then he has his Shem Kehuna. However, Ein Bigdei Aleihem. However, when the Kehanim are not wearing their Bigdei Kehuna, Ein Kehunotam Aleihem V'havel Huzarim. And they are no different than a Zar. And once we know that a Kohen without Bigdei Kehuna has a status like a Zar, so V'amamah, we have already learned before that Zar Sheshimish B'Misa. That a Zar who does the Avodah is Chayav Misa B'dei Shemayim. Now we also know that a Kohen who does the Avodah without Bigdei Kehuna is Chayav Misa B'dei Shemayim. Because a Kohen without Bigdei Kehuna has a status like a Zar, and a Zar Sheshimish is Chayav Misa B'dei Shemayim. Now the Emes Tosfos over here, in the Ramaskol Ein Bigdei Aleihem, as well as many other Rishonim, already raised the question, why does the Gemara have to go through so much difficulty in order to find a source that a Kohen who does the Avodah without Begodim is Chayav Misa B'dei Shemayim? Why doesn't the Gemara bring a Beferish Posik in Shemois Chavches, where there it is very clear, V'hoyu ala Aaron v'albonov b'voyim ala l'moyed, v'layisu avoyin v'meisu. So we have in the Furshe Pasuk in the Torah that says that without Bigdei Kehuna, they would be chayav misa b'dei shemayim. Tosfos answers that this Pasuk in Shemois Chavches is only referring to the Michnasayim, that without the Michnasayim, the Kohen would be chayav misa b'dei shemayim, as one can see in context of the Psukim. And therefore the Gemara here needs the Pasuk v'chagarto oysam avnet to prove that even if a Kohen does not have the other Bigdei Kehuna, he is also Chayev Misa B'dei Shemayim. And so also brings down the Rabbeinu David Bon Apil B'Shem the Ramban. The Rivah Al HaTer gives another teretz that we still would not have known that there's a chesaron of Bigdei Kohen Gadol. From the Pasuk in Parshas Tetzaveh, we'd only know the chesaron of the minimum begodim of the Kohen Hegit. But we would still not know if a Kohen Gadol does the Avodah with the chesaron of the Bigdei Kohen Gadol, which are extra begodim. We would not know that this also is Machayev Misa B'dei Shemayim. Therefore the Gemara brings down the Pasuk V'chagarta Oysam Avnet, which is referring to Aharon, which was a Kohen Gadol, that even the Bigdei Kohen Gadol also bring about a Chayev Misa B'dei Shemayim. There's another teretz that can be found in the Yad Ramah, who explains that from the Pasuk in Parshas Tetzaveh that says V'hoyu al Aharon v'albonov b'voyim alo moyed, from that Pasuk we cannot see a Loisese, but rather we merely see an Iser of an Aseh. The Gemara here is interested in finding a limud of which we can find an Azara in the nature of a Loisese. Ayin again in the Yad Ramah, as well as the Riva al HaTorah, here in Tosfos Ein Bigdei Aleihem, as well as in the Chiddush of Rabbeinu David Bon Apil B'Shem the Ramban. Ayin Shom. And the Gemara continues, Umachusar Kapora Menolon. How do we know that a Kohen who does the Avodah before he brings his Karbonis? How do we know that he is Chai Misa B'nei Shemayim? Again, the definition of a Machusar Kapora is referring to certain kinds of tumos, like a Metzayra or a Zav. The din is that a Metzayra or a Zav, after they tovel, they still may not do the Avodah until they bring their special Karbonis the next day. A Kohen who is a Metzayra or a Zav and tovel, however, if he did not yet bring his Karbonis the next day, he is referred to as a Mechusar Kapora, and as we have learned, a Mechusar Kapora is Chayv Misa B'dei Shemayim if he does the Avodah. So the question is, Menolan, how do we know this? Om Ravuna says Ravuna, because the Yom HaKro, because the Pasuk says in Vayikra Yudbeis concerning a Yoledet who also needs Karbonis in her Seder Tahara. The Pasuk says V'chiper Oleo HaKoyin V'Tohero, which means only after she brings her Karbonis then she will become Tohor. Tohero, now she is Tohor after her Kapora. Nechval, this proves she Tameo, that Kozman she didn't yet bring her Karbonis, she is Begeder Tameo. So Nela, we know now that a Mechutza Kapora has the status of a Tomei, And we have already learned above in the Braise that Tomei Shishimesh B'misa is Chayv Misa B'dei Shemayim. And Mechusar Kapara has a din like it, Tomei. And a Tomei Shishimesh is Chayv Misa B'dei Shemayim. And the Gemara continues, we have also learned in the Braise above. Ushloi Rechut Yedayim Reglayim. A Kohen who does the avoid it. Without washing his hands and his feet, is Chayv Misa B'dei Shemayim and all that. How do we know this? The Chsiv, because the Torah says, in Shemoy Islamit, Bevoim Eloi Elmoyed, when they come into the Olmoid, Yirchitzumai v'lo yimusu, they will wash themselves with water and they will not die. We clearly see that if they do not wash themselves, then they will die. We have also learned above Ushtu Yayin, the Kohen who does the avoid it. If he has drunk wine, he is Chayv Misa B'dei Shemayim. The Chsiv, as the Posik says, Yayin v'sheichor al teisht. And the Posik there says the following, Yayin v'sheichor al teisht ato uvanecho itoch, you and your sons shall not drink any wine, so you clearly see that if in fact they will drink wine, so then they will be chayv misa b'dei shemayim. And finally, we have learned above ufrei rosh that a kohen who does the avodah with overgrown hair is chayv misa b'dei shemayim. How do we know this? Bechsiv, because there is a posik in Yecheskel Mem Dalet concerning koyanim. The posik there says, v'roshim lo yigalechu, they shall not shave their heads, ufera lo yishalechu, nor shall they overgrow their locks. And after that, the posuk says, "V'yayin lo yishtu." The posuk says, "V'yayin lo yishtu kol koyin bevoyom elachotzer hapnimis." So we see here that the Torah connected the iser of pera to the iser of wine. Iskash prue roish lishtu yayin. So mash tu yayin b'misa. Just like if a koyin does he avoid it after he has drunk wine, we have already learned that he's chayv misa b'dei shemayim. So now we also know that a prue roish b'misa, that so to a koyin who does the avoid it with overgrown hair, is also chayv misa b'dei shemayim. Ayin in the Mashal, who brings down the kasha of the Kesef Mishnah, in Perik Aleph of Hilchos Bias Migdish, why does the Gemara have to find the posuk in Yechezkel to prove that a kohen who does the avoid it b'prue roish is chayv misa b'dei shemayim? It is a mefurish posuk in Vayikra Yud, by the misa of Nodav Aviu, where the Torah says clearly to Aharon Uvonov, Roshechem al tifro, uvikdechem lo sifroimu, v'lo isomusu, which clearly indicates that if they would have prue roish, then they would die. Ayin in the Marsha, as well as the Chidush HaHaran at the end of the second Perek in Sanhedrin.